Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com. This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
So Eyal Dror, retired Lieutenant Colonel of the Israel Defense Forces, founder and former commander of the Good Neighbor Unit, humanitarian mission leader, author and Middle East analyst, is on the line to bring us the Israel report this afternoon. Shalom, Eyal. Thanks for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Shalom, Erev Tov, and great as always to be with Chai FM.
I did a run through of the latest news coming out of Israel. It seems like headlines on most of the sources are the issue of the return of the hostages' bodies. Do you bring us up to speed, please, into where we are in that process?
Yeah, so according to what has been published, let's start from the beginning. Approximately two weeks ago, has been signed an agreement, yeah. And Hamas was approved to send or to bring back all the hostages live and dead bodies to Israel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the first part, they did it according to the schedule after 72 hours. However, with the dead bodies, I don't have any other word than Hamas is joking on the word and playing the game again in order to earn time. We know by intel, it has been published, it has been discussed during the negotiation about that Hamas knows where most of the bodies is. Yes, there is a couple of them, the minority, approximately four bodies, maybe five, that there is some misunderstanding where they are located. However, we have still, I think, 15 to 16 dead hostages under Hamas captivity. And again, like I said before, Hamas need to bring them as soon as possible. What I'm a little bit optimistic is also President Trump announced like 40 hours ago that he is now realized what we claim, that Hamas is trying just to earn time. This time, of course, they are not doing it in order to, you know, to provide humanitarian aid to their population, but to reorganize their forces. So we need to get him as soon as possible. If not, there isn't any other possibility than to understand that Hamas is breaking the agreement, which will not be surprising for anybody who knows the Middle East, and Israel will have to act. By the way, there is even some understanding that some of the bodies is under the area in Gaza that is still under the IDF control, and the IDF allow foreign teams to make those searches. Maybe there has been mistaken by Hamas in purpose, because again, we have to understand from Hamas, this is an important, and sorry for saying that, an important tool in this, what we call the negotiation. They know that as long as we have bodies of the Israelis hostages, Israel will not very quickly will continue or will renew the military operation. So we must put an end for that, to get all the bodies that Hamas knows, the intelligence of Israel will be able to claim what is now misunderstanding. And maybe, yes, at the end of this process, a couple of bodies we will not know what is going on. Then we will need all the team that will search about it. But 90% or 85% of the bodies can be returned tonight. I can guarantee that.
Let's move on to another issue. This was quite new to me. I wasn't aware of this issue, but apparently certain ministers proposing bills in the Knesset to stop Netanyahu's trial, and a bill which will also stop Naftali Bennett from running. What's the story there?
So the story is going back and forth about Netanyahu trial, which he claimed that he will not escape from it, and now by other people is trying to postpone it. I can tell as an Israeli that there is a lot of misinformation about what is going on with his trial. You know, at the President Trump's speech, he was speaking about, he asked the President of Israel to withdraw all this procedure. So nobody knows exactly where the truth and what is not the truth, which is a very unfortunate. It's not a good issue for Israel. It cannot be very clear. Now, regarding Naftali Bennett, well, yeah. because the Likud members, when you're saying Likud members, it means Netanyahu, concerning from Bennett, if you're trying to analyze this, and I'm not an expert of Israeli politics, but if you're trying to analyze this, you seem to be that Naftali Bennett will be the opponent of Netanyahu, one of the major opponents of Netanyahu. So some of the Likud members is trying now to take him out of this trail by having a law against it. They say that when he left the coalition or left the government, he had some bills to pay of his movement. Nobody understands that he is not longer a part of this movement. The movement is now led by Ayala Chakedo or something like that. So another another member, but like one of my friends wrote about that. Even if there is truth on that, that if I had a party in the Knesset and I have bills to pay, first of all, I must pay it, and then I can continue moving. The Likud has also a lot of bills to pay. So how comes the Likud can continue running? So again, I can understand the logic behind it. However, I cannot understand regarding personality of Naftali Bennett. Again, as much as I can understand it, this is one of the concerns, and they are trying like to erase him from this election. But again, I don't think that, as much as I read, that it can move, and we have plenty of time until the next election. So a lot of will be a lot of surprises will come through this way. I'm sure that at the end of the day, it will be democracy elections in the state of Israel. When it will be, whether it's October 2026, which is the original time, or if the Knesset will decide to finish its convention before the 4 years.
Final question for you, because I know you have a time constraint this afternoon. Is Bibi Netanyahu losing control of his cabinet? I'm asking the question in light of the annexation vote which took place, which embarrassed him in front of Trump and Vance.
I think that maybe, again, I think that Bibi Netanyahu is a smart politician. Yeah, I know that he has been embarrassed. You can also add to this discussion how Smotrich spoke about the Saudians.
Yes,
I think
the camels.
That a lot of Knesset, the camels, which was a poor statement.
Stupid
and
comment,
he apologized for... you are more aggressive than myself. Yeah, no, I totally agree. This is not the way to speak in the Middle East, especially when you have and when you need the Saudians as moderate 100%. Islam, where we can talk a lot about Syria, that we want that they will be more connected to Saudi Arabia and the UAE than Qatar and Turkey, and statements like that is not making its... easier to have. However, I do believe that because some Knesset members feels that now it's not losing control, it's they are smelling like the election, so they're trying to do, in order to get some to their base. I do believe that Netanyahu is still controlling his cabinet and coalition. But again, sometimes maybe from political reason, he said, okay, I can't pay some about it. We have to understand this is just the first vote. I cannot see any scenario that a decision will pass three votes. This is how you have to do it in the state of Israel, without the permission of Netanyahu. So yes, he has been embarrassed a little bit. I know that he was very angry. It has been published that he was like, yelling about his people. But again, I'm not seeing happening this annexation decision and moving the parliament after three votes. And I do believe that he is still strong enough to control. You have now seen the votes of or post of some members of the Likud saying that we are now wrote the letter that Netanyahu will lead the Likud for the next elections. He is strong enough, is powerful, especially in the Likud. You can call it like mistake or purpose mistake, but it will not, it won't change the big picture.
Eyal Dror, toda rabba lecha. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.